Budget and Finance Committee will please come to order. We have four ordinances. First, financial report from Mr. Sampson.
Yes. I want to email out the forum. General ended August with $2,927,741.73. County Road ended with $4,712,491.70. County Road sales tax ended with $2,646,350.09. Animal welfare control ended with $1,336,318.84. And criminal justice sales tax ended with $1,736,655.65. We are so far year to date, we're good with county general and we're good on sales tax. And Scott will start next month on revenue projections.
Good. Any questions? The first item on our agenda tonight is the proposed ordinance 21-26, the animal welfare appropriation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have proposed ordinance 21-26 to present to our committee tonight and will respectfully ask that the committee refer to full court next week. The ordinance is a reimbursement of sorts to the Friends of Faulkner County Animal Shelter. And y'all don't have all the invoices. The committee has invoices in the packet. The Chestnut Animal Clinic has been doing some veterinary work for the Friends of the Faulkner County Animal Shelter for a while, and the Friends run out of money out of their own Friends account. And so they asked me if I would make a presentation to the quorum court if the money could be paid to the Chestnut Animal Clinic out of the funds that's held in the animal control line 3404. I see we have $1.3 million in there. I'm asking for the committee to consider appropriating $4,545.52 to the Friends of the Faulkner County Animal Shelter so the Friends Faulkner County Animal Shelter can give a check to the Chestnut Animal Clinic. Quorum Court has no contract with the Chestnut Animal Clinic. They deal strictly with the Friends. So we can't do a check because we don't have a contract to the animal shelter. Committee members have copies of the invoices, and you can see this. Some of these invoices date back to April and May, and $4,500 is probably very, very much appreciated by the Chestnut Animal Clinic. Go back and say why this is necessary. The Friends of the Faulkner County Animal Shelter has money in their own account. It's not part of the quorum court, not part of the county. And they pay out of that account, and then also sometimes if an expense comes up, the members of the Friends of the Faulkner County Animal Shelter will pay out of their pocket. They run out of money. So I would, Mr. Chairman, I would respectfully ask that we submit this to the full court next week.
So you're making the motion to move this to the full court?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I need a second.
Second.
All in favor of advancing proposed ordinance 21-26 to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
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 All opposed? No. Good. Next is proposed ordinance 21-27. And I need a motion for the court to consider them.
Second.
Are there any comments or questions about Section 1 in proposed Ordinance 21-27? section 2 on 2127.
Mr. Chairman, can anyone from the Sheriff's Office be able to speak as to the $8,320?
Could you use your microphones, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anyone that could speak as to what the purpose of the $8,320 for the vehicles?
Section 2 is in reference to insurance proceeds that we received back from Association of Arkansas Counties for a total of the vehicle. So we're asking to reappropriate the money from our vehicle budget so we can purchase a vehicle.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything further? Any comments or questions about Section 3?
Excuse us, are the microphones on? We can't hear.
Section 3, comments or questions? All in favor of advancing proposed ordinance 21-27 to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Opposed ordinance 21-27 is advanced to the full court. The next is proposed ordinance 21-28, and we'll proposed ordinance 21-28 and ordinance 21-29 are co-joined. So I need an ordinance for 21-27. I need a motion for ordinance 21-28.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second. Are there any questions or comments about the proposed ordinance 21-28?
Mr. Chair, I would probably like to add a bullet that would include county retirees who retired in 2020 during this period that are probably at a prorated level.
So persons who were employed between March the 14th and last year and August the 22nd of this year and retired are candidates for eligible for reimbursement.
Right. I made a note that I was doing some inquiries at another meeting with the AAC, and I made a note that that's one thing that Conway County did do, is they went ahead and paid their 2020 retirees, and after giving it consideration, I thought it was a good idea.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Any further comments or questions?
Mr. Chair, I would echo Justice Ingram's comments. I would also suggest, though, that would be expanded to not only retirees, but essentially anyone who left county employment for any reason during that time period, so long as it was, for lack of a better word, they left on good terms. Like if, let's say, someone retired, somebody moved, somebody gave their notice and got a different job. In other words, since the bonus is essentially payment for past performance and they performed as well, I think fair is fair. Obviously, if someone was terminated for a cause situation, obviously they would not be eligible, but I think I would suggest the committee some sort of amendment to cover those situations. Not just retirement, but anyone else who left, you know, in good standing.
Resignation in good standing.
Yeah.
Is that a part B to the motion?
So I think my recommendation would be a line item that includes retirees and then a line item that would include terminate employees, and that way we're not linking them together. Should there be any debate, it's not all or nothing. Yeah.
Okay, my pay system won't pay them if they're not active, so I have to reactivate all these people and set up all these departments in these other funds. So it's not just a line item, it's just like what we've got here. It has to tell me every detail that's going to be required, and then you'll have to pay unemployment on them because you haven't met your threshold of unemployment for them.
Madam Secretary, would that include those that retired?
Yes, because they haven't met their threshold of unemployment compensation. And so if you bring that in, I have to report that income to the state, and we haven't met the threshold, so the unemployment on that is going to be higher than the rest of the employees that have, you know, basically 9 months of salary. So, I mean, it's not undoable. I'm just, there'll be more expense with it.
And the employees that maintained position with the county for the duration of this time, we'll have to do that also for...
The majority of the employees at this time have met their threshold. By the third quarter, they have met their threshold of the $10,000. You know, you're taxed up to $10,000 per employee. So that a lot of the employees have met that, but your retirees would not have met that for this year, so you'll be paying a higher unemployment rate on them.
Can you make the adjustments?
If that's the court's desire, yes.
Okay.
It may take a couple weeks or longer.
Weeks?
At least two.
You can't get it done by Tuesday?
I don't think so. I've got to go. I got to comb through all the employees now again.
I understand the arithmetic fully. Okay.
Well, question: would you have to go through all the employees, or just the employees that are no longer on the table?
Well, I'll have to go through all the employees that are no longer active and run a report and pull them out. But I'll have to, I mean, it's not just pulling out them. It's all the data involved with them and separating out which funds they can be paid from.
Task.
It's not undoable. It just will take a little bit of time.
Sheriff, I got a question, Mr. Arter. Mr. Arter, if the bonus structure were set up instead of a one-time pay increase and set up some sort of a based on a premium based on the numbers of hours worked during that period, for example, you know, for every hour you work, you get a dollar bonus or something. Would that avoid the problem you're talking about with the unemployment and the other issues?
No, because your workers' comp and your unemployment is based off a total dollar amount, not how you structure it. But if you structure something as a premium pay or a bonus, then the employee is going to be taxed at a much higher rate than if you structure it as a one-time pay increase.
Yep, that's right.
So, well, Mr. Chair, I think I want to go ahead and then formalize it, make a motion that we amend this to include retirees.
And the resident. And another line that includes resignations in good standing.
I think that would probably be a separate motion.
Okay. So, you want...
Retirees of 20 and 21, or just 21?
During the interval.
During that period? Okay.
During the interval, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, we'll vote on the motion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Now,
can I get who seconded that? I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
We needed to, I didn't get who made
you
the second.
You can put me down, Margaret. This is Justice Pearson.
Do they need to vote on that
again?
Vote again, please.
Pardon?
We didn't have a second on that. Would y'all vote again, please?
You need to ask all in favor again.
So we have a motion. Now we need a second.
We have a second.
And we have a second.
A second.
And now we need to vote on it again. All in favor, say aye.
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 Good.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to add that second line item for anyone who left during that time period, you know, in good standing.
Okay. So you're making it as a motion. We need a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. So all in favor of adding the second line to include employees who resign in good standing during the interval are candidates for American Rescue Plan. That's the motion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Good. Now, we amended the ordinance, added two lines to the ordinance. Now I need a motion to advance the advance the amended motion to the full court when it has been prepared by Margaret.
Okay. I did have a question, Mr. Chairman. Section 1 and Section 2, will they have to be changed? Will that be part of Margaret's processing? The numbers will
change, and we'll have to redraft proposed ordinance 21-28 to include these two new lines. Agreed? All in favor?
Before we vote, Chair, I just have one more question. I apologize. Just off of my head, since this is a pay raise, obviously the reserve deputies, I guess, aren't included. Is there any mechanism to recognize the reserve
deputies?
Can you
turn your microphone on?
Please use your microphone.
Is there any way to recognize the reserve deputies?
I don't know that there is in this ordinance. And, you know, obviously, reserve deputies serve at no compensation, you know, no monetary, as do volunteer firefighters across the county. We're going to be hearing from the reserve program and courts of public safety. And my view would be I would rather us look for ways to provide the unit some operating funds to help with some needs that they have, as opposed to individual compensation. I mean, they know that they work for no compensation. So, you know, I'm not saying I would necessarily be against it. I don't know the way to do that.
Right. If there's even a mechanism
right.
to do it. Well, I will certainly vote to advance this to the full court. I do, however, reiterate my concerns at the previous meeting, but I think we can debate that in full court, which is, among other things, I think there's a better way to structure these bonuses, and I am concerned about the amount, but we'll talk about that later.
Excuse us, but it is not audible in the audience.
Okay, are we all clear on the amended motion to advance to the full court?
Yeah.
All in favor of advancing it to the full court for its consideration?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Good. Now, the next is the CARES Act, which is the same issue as 21-28.
So I would make a motion that we mirror, go over to the number. I would make a motion that we mirror proposed ordinance 21-28 with the same amendments that we made with 21-29 with the same amendments that we did with 21-28.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Good. We have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor of the amended ordinance of 21-29 indicate by saying aye.
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 Good. So the proposed ordinance.
Point of order, Justice Pickett. I think we have to make a vote on the amendment first before we can vote on the entire thing.
I thought we just did.
Okay. It sounded to me like you were calling for a vote on the entire ordinance, and I just want to clarify that was a vote on the amendment.
All right. In order to clarify, then, let's back up. All in favor of the proposed amendment indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
Now then, all in favor of advancing the proposed ordinance 21-29 as amended to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
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 Good.
Aye.
Good. Well, that clears up the agenda for budget and finance tonight. I would like to announce that the Budget and Finance Committee is going to have a meeting at 5:45 next Tuesday evening to consider Ordinance 21-30. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.